I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. People in life, you have good, then there's better, then there's amazing. You're in that third category because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive as a result of your discipline and confidence. And we put all this together, and we throw a huge dose of personal initiative on it because you got to go actually do something to use these. You can't just have them and do nothing. And we put all that together. You have the mindset and the podcast that we call Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is about losing, fear, and action. Being unafraid of losing is the easiest way to achieve an outcome. Yes, being unafraid of losing. I'm not saying being focused on winning. I'm not saying working on your game. Oh, this is part of working on your game. But the mindset, the frame of mind of being unafraid of losing is the easiest way to achieve any outcome that you wish to achieve. Now, we understand that nobody wants to lose. I don't think any of you ever go into a situation just planning to lose unless you're doing some type of scam where maybe you're fixing a game. You're playing in a basketball game. You kind of throw the game, mess up on purpose to make your team lose so somebody can win a bet and then you get a cut of the money. So you actually kind of win a little bit at the same time. I'm not talking about that way. None of us go into anything where we could lose and we're hoping to lose. We don't angle to lose. We don't do things to put ourselves in a better position to lose, at least not purposely. But at the same time, even though we never want to lose, nobody's perfect. No human being is perfect, no matter how skilled, how much success this person or that person or you have had in your past. None of us is perfect, which means the more actions that we take, the more things that we try, the higher levels we compete at, or the higher levels that we are just going for things at, anything in our lives, is going to happen. There are going to be times when we come up short. There are going to be times when we lose. But the problem is a lot of people, many people, go into situations where they could lose, quote unquote lose. Sometimes it's not even a losing situation. I mean, they may think someone goes into a sales presentation, they think they lost because they didn't make the sale. You didn't really lose. You just didn't make the sale. But some people can look at things that way as if they could possibly be losing, even though it's not really a win/lose situation. And we're going to address that in one of the points here today, that micro point that I just made. But some people go into situations, competitions, circumstances, with a fear of coming up short. They're afraid of losing. I'm afraid that I'm not going to make this team. I'm afraid no one's going to be interested. I'm afraid I'm going to say my speech and nobody's going to really get the point that I'm trying to make. No one's going to clap for me. Somebody's going to laugh at me. I'm afraid of things going wrong. Understand that being afraid of things going wrong is the quickest and easiest way to make sure things do go wrong. But the good news is today you're going to be cured of that problem. Now, not just because you listened to today's episode, because if you just listen to it and then you move on, you're going to remember maybe 7% of what I say, maybe less than that. If you take notes, if you listen to this again, if you download it, if you save it to your phone, if you take notes and then actually act on what I give you, you will remember it 100%. But the question is, are you actually going to do that? Are you just going to listen to this, let it go, say it feels good? Listen, I appreciate you for listening, but I want you to actually get something out of this, not just take it and not just masturbate with the information. I want you to do something with it that's actually going to produce a baby. So let's get into the points. Point number one, and again, today's topic is being unafraid of losing is the easiest way to get something. Number one, a lot of people stop themselves from ever trying something. They're thinking about losing it. They stop themselves from ever trying. Or the people who do try, you know what they do? They try, but they halfway try. They don't try all the way. They don't put their full selves into the effort that they give in anything that they're doing, whether it's in business, whether it's playing a sport, whether it's in relationships, anything a person does where they see the situation as they could win or they could lose. Some people go into those situations and they don't try all the way, or they won't try at all because they're thinking about the fact that they could lose. They're afraid of the failure that ends up happening anyway. For the person who never tries, of course you fail because you never even attempted. And the person who tries halfway, they try, but they don't really, really put all of themselves into it because of that fear. The fear keeps them from unlocking their skills. So this is the thing about the mental game. When you're afraid, it's not that you lose your skill, it's just that you can't unlock the skill. It's kind of like the skill is behind a locked door and you lost the key because you're afraid. Fear swallows up the key and you're unable to access it. And confidence just does the exact opposite. It just gives you more keys. It gives you a master key that opens every door in your house to every skill that is in your possession. So the thing is, when people get afraid, when they're afraid of failing, they end up failing anyway because they either don't try or they try, but they don't try all the way. So the fear turns them right to, the fear produces, let's put that better, the fear produces the exact result that they're afraid of coming face to face with. And these people who try halfway, they're kind of sneaky because they're the people who can say, hey, when someone like me comes around on this podcast, they can say, well, I don't have to try again, or I don't have to do it again because I already did it. Listen, I already tried and I know it doesn't work. But see, this is the problem with trying, is that you tried. The problem with trying is that you tried. Trying means you're going to give an effort and it's probably not going to work out. That's the essence of the word try. It's the spirit of the phrase, is that I'm trying, is that you're going to put an effort forth, is not going to produce the result. And then you can say, well, hey, I put an effort forth. Doing is the better way of approaching a situation, approaching some action that you're going to take. You can't try to play basketball. Either you're playing or you're not playing. You can't try to make a phone call. Either you dialed the number and the phone started ringing, or you didn't dial the number. The things that you do, you do. The things that you're trying, you already know you're going to fail. You might as well not even do them. That's why I don't even know who said it, where this came from. Maybe it came from Yoda. I may be completely wrong. If anyone knows different, let me know. The person who this is often credited with, they say, either do or don't do, there is no try. I believe it was Yoda. I don't even know who Yoda is or where it came from, but I do know that name. So that's who I'm going to credit it to. But after today, it's going to be credited to Dre all day. Point number two, today's topic again is being unafraid of losing is the easiest way to get anything. You don't have to look at everything that you do in life as a win or lose situation. Now, some of us, those of you who are highly competitive people, whether that's in, whether you're an athlete, whether you're just a really hard-nosed type A personality business person, or just type A personality person, period. Some of us are very competitive. We look at things as win-lose, things that don't even have to have a winner or a loser. There's no official, there's no trophy, there's no recognition for quote-unquote winning, but we still look at certain situations as win-lose. I consider myself to be one of those people in many areas, and maybe some of you are in that category as well. But for some people out there, and this is also some of you who are listening to this, for some people it's very uncomfortable to have to look at everything as a win or lose situation. It's just not their makeup. They're not trying to compete in everything. They can still be great people. They can still make a lot of money, be very successful, be leaders, be happy people, and very productive, contributing members of society without looking at everything as a competition. And those of us who are highly competitive people and we look at everything as a competition, we can't even understand how they could possibly think this way. But trust me, there are people who think that way. And they can be very successful, happy, productive people while thinking this way. Just understand that they exist. I understand that those people exist. And you're listening to this right now. I understand it's uncomfortable for you to look at everything that way. So what you can do, and even those of you who are highly competitive people, and maybe you're bringing that highly competitive mindset to something that you're not so great at, or something is just not turning out the way that you want it to, maybe as quickly, as efficiently, or as abundantly as you expected it to. This is what anyone who's in that boat can do. And even those of you who just want to compete at everything, you look at everything. You could all of life. If somebody dies earlier than you, you think you won. If you look at everything as win-loss, understand that you can still use what I'm going to give you here. You can look at situations in your life, or all of your life if you wish, as a process or a system, instead of looking at it as a competition. Like, okay, I succeeded at this, or I failed at this. I did this, or I didn't do this. You can look at things as a process or a system. This way, when you're looking at situations as processes or systems, there is no losing. You can't possibly lose. The only thing you can do is you stick to your process, or you follow the system, you stick to the script, or you didn't stick to the script. This is just becomes a matter of discipline instead of a matter of timing, or a matter of luck, or even a matter of skill or talent competing against each other. It's just a matter of, can you be disciplined enough to stick to your process or stick to your system? For example, when you're out on the street anywhere in the USA, I've seen this in many places, different things. People try to stop you on the corner. You're walking down the street, maybe in some busy part of town, and there are people standing out on the corner, and they're walking up to or trying to stop every person who walks by. I've seen people doing this to solicit donations for the SPCA. I've seen people doing this to sell flowers. I see people doing this to market and sell their music, selling music on CDs. I've seen people doing this to get you to sign a petition to legalize marijuana, or a petition to do something else. I've seen people stand on the corner trying to solicit all types of things, and you have as well. Those people who are standing on that corner, I would suggest to them, if I was the boss and I'm training them on the mindset that they're going to bring to this job, number one thing I understand is that, and all of you know this because you've probably done it yourself, people will ignore you. People will walk right past you. People will say, I'm not interested. People may be interested and they still won't give you the time of day. People will just act like you're not even there. You're going to get turned down and rejected a whole lot of times standing out there doing this job. This is me talking to that sales team, even if they're not actually selling a tangible product for money. Everybody's out there trying to make a sale. Your first sale is getting people to stop and actually listen to you. I'm telling my sales team, listen, you're going to get turned down a whole lot here today. There's going to be a lot of people completely ignore you. Some people may even get hostile with you that you would even bother to talk to them while they're trying to walk by and not even bother you. So understand that you're going through a process here today. Today's job is a process. The process is you talk to every person who walks by. Every person who walks by, you come up with your canned pickup line, or whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to say. You come up with something new every time if you want to. But the process is, when someone walks by, you're going to do something verbally, usually verbally, to get their attention. If you want to do something physically and get right in their path of walking, I mean, you could do that at your own risk. Make sure you do it in a tactful way. You wouldn't want any problems out there. But it's a process. The process is you talk to every person who walks by. So if someone says no, or someone completely ignores you, or someone cusses you out for interrupting their walk, that's okay, because you're succeeding. See, you're not failing when that person walks by, because all you're doing is following the process. The process is talk to everybody. Did you talk to everybody? Yes. Did anybody stop and talk to you? No. But you followed the process? Yes, you succeeded. Okay, you get paid. You get to come back tomorrow. And this will help the people who are standing out there being rejected, turned down, ignored so many times, because instead of looking at it like, man, I talked to 300 people and only 7 of them stopped to talk to me. Instead of being 7 for 300, what they can say is, I succeeded at following the process. I succeeded at following the process of talking to person after person after person. And if they follow that process, if they're getting paid by the hour, then they can keep their job because they're following the process as assigned to them by their boss. And if they're getting paid on commission, then we just got to approach it from a different angle, but it's still the same outcome, which is the different angle being, okay, you got to talk to 100 people to get 3 people to stop, and you got to talk to 3 people to make 1 sale. So for every 100 people you talk to, you're going to make 1 sale. So follow that process, and those numbers are going to shake out over time. So you talk to 1,000 people, you're probably going to make 10 sales, and that's how it's going to work. And that's the process that we're going to follow, as long as you keep following that process. And someone comes to me and says, well, Mr. Dre, I spoke to a bunch of people today. I didn't make any sales. I said, how many people did you speak to? He said, I spoke to 90 people. I said, okay, well, 10 more, you're probably going to make a sale. That's the average that we're at. So actually speak to 110 more. You'll probably have 2 sales by that point. The sales may be numbers 175 and 193, but you still got to go out there and follow the process. So instead of looking at things as a competition, win, lose, everything, it can just be, this is the process, this is the system that I'm following. Am I adhering to the system? Am I adhering to the process? If the answer is yes, then you are winning. As long as you know that process is sound, and you know the process is proven, and maybe you don't know that, you can take initiative, be the first person to try out that process and make sure it works. And I gave an entire episode to talking about the process on this Work On Your Game podcast, episode number 616, Respect and Trust the Process. And any episode that I refer to on this podcast, past episode, understand you can find it at dreallday.com/, and then just type in the number of the episode. So episode number 616 that I just mentioned, Respect and Trust the Process, is at dreallday.com/616. And that's all numbers, 616, the numbers. And you can see the entire archive. You imagine if I'm referring to episode number 616, how many episodes we have here? Go to dreallday.com/podcast. dreallday.com/podcast, which has a list of every episode ever that you can listen to right there on the website. So I know your feeds do not go back to episode number one. This is where you find it. Right now, point number three, today's topic again, being unafraid of losing is the easiest way to get something. Number three, understand that what you focus on is what you create. This is a point that whatever area of the mental game we're talking about here, or the business game or the sports game, your focus, your mental focus is going to play a huge role in determining your outcome, regardless of your skill, regardless of your resources, regardless of the people you're working with or working against or working for, or you have working for you, regardless of where you are, regardless of your past, and regardless of what you expect for your future, what you focus on in the moment is going to play a huge role in the outcome that you get. Now, if you're focused on losing, if you're focused on a fear, understand that fear is focus, right? When you're afraid, you're focused. You're focused on whatever it is you're afraid of, which can cloud your vision to see the opportunity in front of you. It can lock doors, a whole lot of doors in your skill house, so to speak, if you will. The skill house that unlocks all the abilities you have. Fear locks those abilities up and you can't even get to them. Fear focuses on whatever it is you don't want. And when you're focused on the thing that you don't want, like you're afraid of losing, you know what happens? Now you're focused on losing. And when you're focused on losing, what happens? Usually you lose. Usually you come up short. You can't access those skills that you've been thinking about, the skills that you've been working on. After the situation, you say, I know I have these skills, but for whatever reason, I'm not accessing these skills. And to tell you the truth, that right there, just verbalizing that right there, is putting more focus on your lack. It's putting focus on the fact that you're not showing your skills. You focus on not showing your skills, you're probably not going to show your skills. The better focus is, okay, what do I need to do to bring these skills out? Who do I need to be to bring these skills out? And that's an excellent question. It's something that we go into in detail in the mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. But T.I., the rapper, he said in the song, he said, let the losers think about losing, which is a perfect point here. When you're thinking about losing, all you're doing is setting yourself up for losing. When you're thinking about fear, you're setting yourself up for whatever it is that fear is focusing on. And fear takes your focus away from anything else that could be something you do want and puts the focus on whatever it is that you don't want. Maybe it just puts the focus on a general fear. What is it? Well, let me go find something to be afraid of, something to take my focus away from where it needs to be. Floyd Mayweather said once, he was getting ready for a boxing match against someone, I don't remember who, but it was a fighter who had lost some fight before in their life. And Floyd said, listen, only thing I know is winning. When it comes to boxing, the only thing I know is winning. I have never lost. So the only thing I can think about is winning. I can't even think about losing because I don't even know what it feels like. I don't know what it looks like, and I don't need to know what it looks like. But he said, thinking about losing is only a problem for people who have lost before. And he was absolutely right. Whether you're a fan of Floyd or not, the point that he made is 100% accurate. Thinking about losing is only a problem for people who either have lost or are setting themselves up to lose. You could be undefeated right now. Maybe you're 0-0. You never even tried this thing before. Maybe you're 100-0. You've been doing it successfully for a very long time. But if you're thinking about losing, you are setting yourself up to lose. And if you have lost before, what if you're a person who has lost before in the past? And you're like, okay, so Floyd is saying only people who have lost have a problem thinking about losing. Well, I've lost before, Dre. What am I supposed to do about that? I mean, I lost 2 years ago. I mean, now is now, but I have lost in the past. If I go by Floyd's quote, then I got a problem. I'm going to keep thinking about losing because that is something that's an actual reality, is an actual truth, an actual fact of my life. Even if you have lost before, this is the response to that. And this is not from Floyd. This is from me. Even if you have lost before, question is, what does that have to do with the present? What does your loss yesterday have to do with the game today? What does the possible prospect who just ignored you and brushed you off standing on that street corner trying to garner donations for the SPCA, what does that person have to do with the next person who's walking by? See, if you spend too much time focused on a person who walked by and ignored you or the loss that you just took, you won't be ready for the next game, the next opportunity, the next person who could be your sale. We can't spend too much time focused on the past. Even if we focus on the success we had in the past, we're going to spend so much time paying attention to that, we don't keep ourselves prepared for the future. We don't stay disciplined, staying focused on the future or focused on the present moment, we may end up losing. So the very thing we were celebrating, the success, goes away that much quicker because we weren't paying attention to the present, because we paid too much attention to what happened in the past, whether it was positive or negative. We got to learn to let things go. Yes, there will be a time to reflect, a time to celebrate, a time to just look at everything and say, where am I? Where am I going? Who am I? What needs to happen next? How am I going to make these changes? There's a time for reflection, but when there's time for action, when it's time for performance, you don't need to think about what's happened in the past, whether it was a success or if it was a failure or pleasant or unpleasant, whether it worked or it didn't work, whatever verbiage you want to put towards it, you need to focus on the present moment. If you lost in the past, that has nothing to do with your future. If you lost in the past, it has nothing to do with your present. You can be undefeated from right now forward. Every single person listening to this right now, you are undefeated as of this moment. As of this exact moment, you are undefeated. No one has beaten you. You're not taking any loss. You're not losing right now. Right now, you're in a position to put yourself in the winner's circle, but you have to make the choice that, okay, I'm going to put everything that happened in my past, the good stuff aside, so I'm not thinking so much about that I don't focus on winning right now. And any stuff that happened in the past that I didn't want, the unpleasant outcomes, the times where I lost, I'm going to put that aside too, because it already happened. It has nothing to do with this moment. I can be undefeated from this point moving forward. Nothing stopping anyone from making that decision, but there is a decision that must be made. Let's recap today's topic, which is being unafraid of losing is the easiest way to get anything. Point number one, many people stop themselves from ever trying because of the fear of losing, or they do try, but in their fear of losing, they don't put all their effort into it. So they end up coming up short either way. If you're just going to try something, you might as well not do it because you're going to fail anyway. You might as well just cut yourself off at the pass and just not try at all. You can fail without taking up the effort or investing the energy. Point number two, you don't have to look at everything that happens as a win or lose situation. For some people, that's just uncomfortable. Or some people in certain situations, that can be uncomfortable. What you can do is decide to look at life as a system. Look at it as a process. Therefore, you can't possibly lose. All you need then, if you're going to look at life as a system or process, is the discipline to stick to the system, the discipline to follow the process. As long as you are faithful in the process and you just follow it, eventually it's going to turn out the outcome that you want. As I said in episode number 616, following and trusting the process. Number three, what you focus on, you create. Fear is a focus. When you're afraid of losing, you are focused on losing. And as T.I. said, let the losers think about losing. If you plan on being a loser, then okay, I guess you can just keep focusing on fear. But if you don't plan on losing, if you plan on being successful in life, if you just want to be successful, you don't even have a plan right now, but you want to be successful, you don't need to think about losing. Even if it's happened to you in the past, even if it happened to you 5 minutes ago, what you need to do is understand, realize the fact, internalize that you are undefeated right now. At this exact moment, you're undefeated. No one has beaten you. You are in a position right now to change your entire outcome, to change your entire destiny by focusing on the present moment in which you're not losing, the present moment in which you can choose which direction you're going to go, how you're going to think, how you're going to feel, who you're going to be, and what your outcomes are going to be. That is 100% your choice, but you must make that choice. Rather than make it, actually, first thing, you got to take it. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/podcast. game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.